You're on 213-761-3330. Paul Mack presents.
Anniversary special! And now your announcer, Theodorcus Farkas.
Hello and good evening. Tonight, from Paul Mack Productions in North Hollywood, California, we bring you live a special presentation, Paul Mack's 75th Tape Anniversary Special, featuring special guest appearances by Brian W. Feedback, Dennis DeCrepo, Brad Savage, the Gopher Twins, Kingfish, Stephen Z. Blueline, and, of course, Al Bernay.
All right, Ass Breath. I thought we reached an agreement on your 50th tape anniversary that from now on, I wasn't going to be read last on your guest list. And furthermore, Doodoo Lips, why haven't you corrected the very obvious fact that this is a triquarversary, not anniversary tape? By the way, the only reason why I allowed you to do another 25 tapes is because you didn't play any Chicken Man. Also, this better be a good show. All these other guest stars better have something worthwhile to say, or else if I'm bored, you won't get to make a 76th tape. I will be checking in later to give you my approval for another tape.
Ha ha ha, particular, isn't he? And now, the Movie Line Hall of Fame!
Oh, a microphony.
And a phony at the mic.
Get over there. Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting. Use Gritto, radio friends. The soap that gives your hands that dishpan look. How will the old man know you've been working if your hands don't have that dishpan look? Put a box of Gritto in a glass of water. Then listen to it fizz.
Taste of that one anyway.
This is Jonathan saying you can't be disillusioned unless you had illusions in the first place.
Gabble blotches, auto-lurgit B.
Well, hello, Mr. Paul Mack and Movie Line callers. This is John OCC from the Orange County Connection.
Hi, Paul. This is Boogalooplet from Tarzana. So we have a couple of weeks of reruns and a couple of weeks of jungle music, huh?
Hello, Paul and Movie Line callers. I was down your way the other night and I checked out your film Obliteration.
Just happened to be down your
way. It was a pretty good film. Yeah. The special effects in it were great.
Hi, Paul. This is Dave Canoga Park.
Well, my goodness, I am surprised.
Greetings, Mr. Mack. This is Jerry Tardara.
I didn't see any movie, so it was really bad. And tears were just rolling down my face. I felt so sad because there wasn't any movie on the screen.
I thought I'd see what Paul Blind was doing.
As it has for the past 50 tapes, it's doing nothing.
Hi, this is Alex from Los Angeles.
Hello, this is Larry Studio City.
Let me tell you, buddy, if you couldn't figure that out, I think I'd personally give you 20 lashes with a wet noodle.
That's gross.
This is Dave from Sherman Oaks.
Hey, this is Steve at the Canyon.
My name is Dale from La Cañada.
Hi, this is Ray from North Hollywood.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Yes, sir, it's always a pleasure to be back in town and do a show for you folks.
This is Brian W. Feedback. Now send me my calculator.
Pardon me? We're newlyweds, and we'll be having sexual intercourse tonight. And we'd also like some rubbers, because we don't want to have children.
We don't have them.
What?
And this has been Mickey Canoga, and I don't know the answer to the question, Paul, but that's okay. It's wonderful. Oh, this is Star Wars Theater.
How much will you charge me to haunt a house?
Hey, this is Dana Turner with the Movie Review of the Week.
Yeah, hello, this is Scott Chatsworth.
Hi, my name is Scott Goddard. I spoke to you all about 3 years ago. Send me songs, send me money, send me naked photos of girls, send me anything you want, because I want to feel like a rock star and get fan mail.
We're looking for a new lead guitarist.
Hello?
How are you?
Pretty good.
Fine.
And if you could sign any work for me in one of your pictures, let me know, will you?
All right, Paul. Fine.
Bye.
Thank you.
Hi there, Paul and everybody. This is Ken on Target with a rare appearance on the movie line.
Oh, my God! Are you dying?
I love it. Who's this?
Bob 2 and 3.
Bob 2 and 3, yes.
My name is Nevin. I wonder if I could give you a review of a movie I didn't see yet.
Oh, movie line, who's on?
Lori.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up? This is Dave on Iron Maiden. Just want to say hi to everybody out there and all you moviegoers and shit like that.
But I am not queer.
Yeah, this is Jeff from Van Nuys.
Where's the music?
Hi, this is Bob Roommate Burbank, and I'd like to call and just pay tribute.
Paul, it's Sheila. I would like to thank you for running the tape for Daniel.
Hi, guys. This is Dave K. Glendale calling from, you guessed it, Glendale.
I just want to say that you did one heck of a good job on both Dan Dualface Memorial Tape, and really enjoyed it. Lance Van Nuys, Cabal.
This is Rick the Trip, or better known as Rick Burbank to some. That recording, the dedication or the memorial that was done as a remembrance of Dan Dualface, Dan Ross, was fantastic.
Hi, this is Danny.
Oh, this is Max from Studio City.
Yes, this is Dragon from Wisconsin.
This is Captain Quaalude. I would like to leave a comment with my friend here,
Captain Naked.
Why, I'm Mr. Hardy, and this is my friend, Mr. Laurel.
I would say that was a logical assumption, Captain.
This is Dale from Burbank.
Paul, Stinga, Calvassus.
Lady Saw.
I wasted my time dialing 7 entire numbers.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I have the producer of Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom right here, Mr. Robert Watts. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Hey, man, what's happening? I'm a black man.
I'm gonna get names and I'm gonna get addresses out.
Ooh, we scared.
This is Joel in Westwood.
This is Arnold of Western Exterminator Company returning your call. No, we do not remove bugs from telephones. I'm sorry.
Wow, like, hi, this is the Roach. Yes, Wally the Roach here.
Hi, this is Brian Nobody Home. This is Abolish the Walla Walla Ding Dong Daddy-O, who has been.
Hey, this is Eddie Van Nuys.
Well, hello, Paul and Movie Line callers. This is Mr. Fun.
I'm Bill Murray from the comedy film Ghostbusters.
Well, this is Merrill from North Hollywood.
Yo, Kingfish calling all the way from downtown beautiful Garden Grove. That's the city in the heart of the Orange Empire.
Fuck it.
Hi, this is Kenny from Van Nuys.
This is your roving movie reporter, Robert.
Hi, this is Mike Beverly Hills.
This is Ghostbuster Dan Aykroyd.
And this has been Tony Northall, the crazy movie reviewer.
This is Bob Observatory, leaving a rather scathing milkshake. Michael Hollywood, David K. Glendale, rebuttal.
Hi, this is Eric from Santa Monica.
Hi, this is Chanel from Stanley.
Hi, this is Cole from Panther Park.
Dave, Culver City. All right, just remember that Paul Mack kicks ass.
So let's figure the thing out here, Mike. When do you plan on killing yourself?
Tomorrow afternoon, be fine.
Hi, this is Liz from North Hollywood.
Hi, this is Anne from West LA.
This is Vanguard Fanatic.
Hello, this is Gypsy. This has been Ken, Grateful Dead, and Paul and company. Keep up the good work.
This has been a comment from DBH.
Hello, Paul. It's Gary. Gary GB.
Oh, bloody hell.
The number you have reached is area code 818-761-3330. Please make a note of it.
Well, that's our Hall of Fame for this tape, number 75, January 29th, 1984 to August 19th, 1984. And now, back to the studio with our hosts, Paul Mack, Abula Bratuala du Husband, and Dave from Burbank.
Movie line.
Mr. Paul Mack.
Kingfish.
How are you, sir?
I'm fine, how are you? This is the Kingfish, isn't it?
That is correct. As far as I know, this is the
last
the
time you checked.
Down here in Orange County, which is in the heart of the Orange Empire.
That's right. Well, Mr. Fish, it's a pleasure hearing from you. What brings you to these regions?
Well, I tell you what, there's a rumor floating around down here on the water that I surface on occasionally. And the rumor is that this is your 75th anniversary.
It certainly is.
And, you know, I didn't realize you were that old.
Wait a minute, mister. That's not true. My line is that old, but not literally. I just like to say that this is my 75th tape.
Oh, your 75th tape.
Yes, and we just call it our 75th anniversary because it sounds snappier, you know.
Now, you've been playing one tape for 75 years?
No, just a minute.
You sound, this is your 75th tape. You sound much younger than that, to be honest with you.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Fish. It's hormones. Anyway, why don't you tell us about that brilliant piece of line that you run out there in Orange County?
Well, of course, this is Crime Incorporated, and the number for that Crime Incorporated is area code 714-539-1605.
Okay, and you can call that 24 hours a day for the latest updated information on patriotism.
That is a 10-4.
Okay, well, it's been great chatting with you on our 75th anniversary special, Mr. Fish.
Okay.
And I thank you for calling, sir.
I'm very happy to be of service to you, Mr. Mack.
Well, I'm glad you called. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
On the Movie Line 75th anniversary special. Boy, wasn't the we are having a great time here, right here, with my very good buddy, Abhullah. Abhullah Bratawala.
Has been, yes. Thank you very much.
That right. I'm sorry you couldn't make it for our your father called in. You were out tending some sheep. Whatever happened to that?
No, there was a sudden death in family.
Oh, one of your lambs?
Nothing I could do, Mr. Pomek.
Oh, I see.
Please.
Anyway, that's awful to hear. Abhullah, how are you? Where's your tuxedo?
I am wearing.
What the hell is that?
This is tuxedo.
That's a tuxedo in your country?
This is what we call tuxedo.
Looks like a shower curtain to me.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
What we do is we do not have these
you
social...
You wrap around?
We do not have get-togethers without any animals.
No animals? Oh,
yes.
Well, you just wrap it around and you do the thing like that. And what the hell? Hey, there's an insect in here. Quick, let me get a fly swatter.
No.
Hit that.
Please
wait.
Do not. That is...
Wait,
that,
it's a big, that's
is
a biggest
jasmine.
Fly ever. Who?
Jasmine.
It's the biggest fly I've ever seen.
That is my pet.
Well, calm him. Tame him, will you? Get him to sit down.
Over here, Jasmine.
Huh?
On the shoulder. Thank you.
Oh, my. That's the biggest insect I've ever seen. You don't want me to kill him? Are you sure?
Is he not nice or what?
Wait. He's
He will do a trick for you. Watch. Is that great?
Yes, that's swell. Anyway, get it. Shoot. Anyway.
Watch it there, Mr. Paul Mack.
Mr. Abhullah Bratawaladu has been. We got to get on with another week of Film Listed Fun right here on our biggest show
on
ever.
On popular telephone line.
And I'm sorry Michael Jackson couldn't make it. However, we will have him on the next show. And why don't you tell us what days this show will be running on the line.
We are running 19th of August through 23rd of August.
1984. Yes,
1984.
Very good. And now
let's get on
with another week of Film Listed Fun.
Are you mocking my voice?
I'm not mocking your voice. I'm sorry. Thank you very much. As a matter of fact, here we go on our biggest show ever.
Let's do it.
Movie Line. Who's this? Is this one of those prank phone calls? Hello. Okay, which one are you? Hello.
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 Hey, who the hell is this?
Oh, gee, Mr. Finkelmeyer. Is this really you?
Sure, Bobby, and then we can go out and check out that old Bellevue and see if that damn thing's still working.
Dennis, how are you?
Hey, Paul Mac.
What's going on, dude?
I live and breathe if it isn't Paul Mac picking up live in the movie line. Hey, I called to hear a tape. What the hell's going on here, Paul?
Now, just a minute, Dennis. I think you know very much well what's going on. We're answering live because we'd like to screen our calls before we actually play them. And now that I found out it was you, I definitely won't play this. Actually, it's my 75th anniversary special, Dennis.
Yeah, Paul, I'm aware of that. That's why I'm calling it.
Well, I should hope so.
I thought I'd call and wish you a happy 75th tape. It seems like only yesterday until your 50th tape and the 25th tape and the first tape back.
You know,
way
you
back
say,
when you were before puberty, you know what I mean?
Shut up, Dennis. You say that every time. You say it seems like only yesterday. It was your 25th tape. That's what you said on my 50th tape. And on my 25th tape, you said it seems like only yesterday you were just a peon like all the rest of us, or all the other callers, you know.
That's the way it goes.
But, Dennis, you know, I want to thank you for calling. We're having a big show here. We've got all kinds of great stars. Bernays complaining, you know, that he's not first on the guest list.
Is that right?
Yeah, he's pissed off. But
hey, that was a great baseball game we had, August 18th.
Oh, it was a lot of fun, and it's just too darn bad. A lot of your team didn't show up, but... It's a little inside joke, folks, because we're actually taping this before the date, but should we say that?
Little does anyone know who won.
Yes, but we'll find out. But no, we know who won. Or it's just, you know, it's...
That's right, the DBS Creeps won.
Yeah, that's right. Well, let's hope so, anyway. So, Dennis, we got to get on with it. I want to thank you for calling, and don't forget to call DBS at 506-0069.
And from the West Valley, 984-0069.
That's right, your brand-new number, your 506 number. Why'd you switch that number, Dennis?
Well, because I wanted to add 508 shit, actually.
Oh, I see. Very, very creative.
Because
most
of the stuff we get on our input line is shit anyway.
Oh, Great idea. Love it. Okay, Dennis, we'll keep in touch, and I'll be talking to you soon, and thanks for calling
in. Hey, no problem, Paul.
Okay, dude.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, Paul. This is the Galactic Hitchhiker. I was going to leave you a happy 75th anniversary comment, but seeing from my records, you still hadn't paid me for the royalties for the Vulgon poetry. So, I expect payment pretty soon. Oh, and to David of Burbank, the reason why I didn't respond last week was because I generally don't leave comments under the influence of Pangalactic Goggle Blasters, and I'm very much looking forward to strangling you on the next tape. Anyway, this is the Galactic Hitchhiker. So long, and don't forget your towels. Damn. Tasted that one anyway.
Well, first of all, Paul, I'd like to wish you a happy 75th anniversary. Congratulations. And second of all, this is Paul from Van Nuys.
Hi, Paul. This is John from the Orange County Connection. Your 75th tape. I cannot believe it. Congratulations. Way to go. I mean, keep up the good work you're doing and all the bullshit you put on there and everything else. Like, no. In all seriousness, Paul, hey, that's fantastic. Congratulations. 75th tape. I want you to at least make them up to 100, okay? That's great. I mean, you got me started in this mess, so hey, at least I can congratulate you on your 75th tape. Way to go, Paul. You're doing good. Take care. Goodbye.
Hi, Paul. From Antoinette, Hollywood. Just called to wish you a happy 75th anniversary and hope you have another 75 more. And that's my comment. You said be brief. Okay, so I want you to know I love you.
How much will you charge me to haunt a house?
Good luck. Bye.
Love it.
Dave
Paul,
from Burbank.
How are you?
I'm fine. I'm supposed to ask you.
Love
How's it,
it
going? Where were you?
Not too bad, Paul. Well, I've been busy out doing my laundry because, you know, my tuxedo was dirty and I didn't have anything to wear, so I decided to wear what I'm wearing now. Is this okay?
Well, I think people over the phone are going to realize that you're not wearing your tuxedo,
Look,
Dave. Not because you said it, but because they know us that well.
Love it.
Dave, it's
well,
been a while.
Well, they can tell by the way I sound that I'm undressed, right?
Yes, undressed. No,
not,
literally,
totally
no, folks.
Undressed.
He's not undressed. Dave, glad to
well,
have you here.
Special reasons why I'm here.
Special reasons?
Because it's special tape.
Special tape. What?
It's the 75th tape anniversary, isn't
and
it,
Dave,
Paul?
And Dave, I bet
isn't
you're just breaking all kinds of engagements to be here with us.
I rearranged my whole schedule, Paul,
yes,
to be here.
Yes, and I'm going
to
rearrange your face.
I had sleep for 3 hours this morning that I had to forget about, and then there was
why did you leave me alone with this, with Mr. Mr. Bratawalt? Thank
yes,
you, sir.
That's something.
You've had your bit.
Buddy.
Get out of here. Anyway,
it's the towel man. You know?
Why does he wear a towel?
Iranians are really human towel racks. You knew
yes,
that.
Yes, that's true. He sweats a lot. That's
no offense to Iranians. I was just
they absorb the moisture
because
on their towels.
Abdullah, buddy.
Anyway, Dave, you've got a some kind
a shitload of people that I wanted to say hi to because this is a. I can't catch fleas. Are you kidding? Oral fleas.
I say suck my armpit, pizza face.
That is the worst thing because, you know, Indian people, they don't believe in deodorant.
How rude! That's awful.
Look.
Get out of here. Dave and I are trying to do something.
Love it.
You've got a list.
I just
you
love
might
it.
As well go
I've
for
I've got
it,
a
buddy.
List only because these are people that are, like, real popular.
And Dave does this every time we want.
I like to associate
okay,
with these
so
people.
While Dave reads off these names that, of course, only pertains to, you know, the particular person listening.
Certainly.
You can go out, get a cold beer, go to the bathroom. I'll pull up,
answer
the
that phone
line,
for me, will you?
And we'll go for it. Go for it, buddy.
Only because you people know who you are.
Okay.
J-O-C-C. I want you to know, how are you? Beth L.A., Theodoric, Christy, I love it, Abhula, and you know, Paul, why does he wear that towel? Is his hair always wet?
Thank you very much.
Certainly, absolutely. Mr. Distortion, I mean, feedback, sorry, Bry Guy. Decrepit, I'm sorry.
Creepo.
Gypsy, how are you? Hi to all the, you know, wild babies of the world. That's
a little inside joke there.
Inside. Like,
way deep.
It's still me.
No, Abul, not okay. Wild baby. Go for it.
Mr. Fun! Mike Buddy. Yes, and his bosom buddy, old pal, Bobby Obby. Anita Darling.
Oh, baby.
And all the phone freaks, gods and goddesses, and the pirate sprint code users out there. And, oh, by the way...
Ooh.
Al Bernay.
Oh, don't forget Mr. Bernay.
Well,
Dave,
Bernay.
Hey, this is great, but we're going to get in with it, and we'll have you back in
get
a few
in with
minutes.
It?
In the meantime, stay out of the refrigerator, will you?
On with the... Is there food in the refrigerator?
Yes.
Well, then, try
it's
and
a piece
of
cake.
Of
grab some cake and ice cream
right
while
there.
We get on with
Super.
It. All right.
Movie line.
Is this on? Are we getting glare?
Who is this?
Oh, this must be Paul Mack.
It is? Now, wait a minute. I thought I was Paul Mack. Is this Steven Z? Steve?
Bloopline.
Steven.
Finish the name, son.
Okay, Steven Z. Bloopline.
That's my name.
Ladies
yeah.
and gentlemen, right here on the telephone with me. And, well, gee, I just can't imagine what brings you to stoop so low as to call my line once every 25 tapes, Steve.
Oh, is that what I called? I was calling up the grocery.
Huh? Wait a minute.
What?
You've reached Bob Hope's answering system. I used to do that a long time ago.
Mixed vegetables and potato chips.
Now
and
just,
make it snappy.
That junk food's bad for you. You might go on a killing streak. That's not good, Steve. You
so,
should...
Paul, I hear it's an anniversary of yours.
Now, where did you hear this from? I just can't imagine. You must be keeping up with my line,
a
Steve.
A little green man told me.
Okay, yeah, it is my anniversary.
It's just a certain time. There's a certain something in the air that... The leaves are turning a certain color.
Yes, of course, yes. Well, Steve,
I just get that feeling, I go, hey, I think it's anniversary time. I better give that Paul Mack movie maker a call.
Well, I want to thank you very much for calling up. And, yes, it's our 75th week tape. No, it's our 75th tape, and we're just having
so
a blast
you
out here.
Once a week, right?
Yeah, once a week. 75 tapes. Well, we missed a few weeks, though.
Okay, so how much time are we talking about? 5, 10 years?
Huh? I mean,
Brian's been going for 7.
Yeah, I know, 7 years,
so
but...
How many years are we talking about?
certainly not 75. We're talking only, well, we're pushing 2 years, okay? But hey, I'm still devoted, okay? I can't help it if I started out late. I'm still working at it, so...
Well, I expect to see this line going on well through the 90s.
Well, we'll be sure and have you on the 100th tape anniversary, okay?
Well, you know, wherever I am in this great land of ours, if I'm near a phone and I notice the leaves have a certain color to them, just there's a certain something in the air, I'll call up the movie line again.
Well, Steve, I certainly appreciate that, and I hope you're enjoying your phone god retirement there.
And we'll have to bump into each other at a coffee shop someday.
You never know. Maybe at 3 a.m. in the morning out in Hackensack, Warsaw. So thanks for speaking
That's
with
okay,
us, Steve.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Well, you know, take it, you know.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Foreign troops have invaded American soil, but the battle isn't over.
Fire!
In a small Colorado town, the Russians are up against a fierce band of rebel soldiers, the senior class of Calumet High.
We are all that's left. Someone's got to live. Somebody's got to make it.
The last line of defense.
Wolverines!
Red Dawn from MGM UA. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
All right, on the phone with us right now, we've got Mr. Brad Savage. Brad, how are you?
Fine. How you doing, Paul? Happy 75th anniversary.
Well, thank you very much, and I'm certainly glad we have this opportunity to speak to you about your new film.
Yes.
And Red Dawn, of course, is the name of the title of the film, and I've heard a lot of mixed opinions, mixed reactions about the film, good and bad. What have you heard about it?
Well, it's very controversial in the sense that people tend to take it as a right-wing political propaganda film, but that's not my intentions anyway. When I was working on it,
or any
of the other actors when we were making it, it was just a story, a good story about eight kids and what happens to them when a war is thrown at their faces and how they have to grow up real fast and learn how to survive. And it's hopefully would be viewed more as an action picture and exciting and drama than any political movie.
Yeah, I don't see why people should. They've been making, you know, war films for years. Maybe some of them were meant to be, you know, propaganda or political or whatever. But,
yeah.
I mean, I don't see why people should. I guess because of the Olympics and certain things going on right now with the Soviets.
Also, the director, John Milius, is milking it for that, too.
To get
the publicity, actually.
Do you think he had something behind, his plans were then just publicity? Then.
I think more so than, he is definitely a Republican, but it's more tongue-in-cheek than anything else,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Well, why don't you tell us who you play in the film and a little bit about your character.
Okay, I play Danny, who is the youngest of all the kids.
Okay.
He's the most immature and reacts, I think, naturally when it all is thrown at him, and he's very emotional and cries and that, but has to turn around and grow up real fast and learn how to use the guns and go out and survive.
And you might want to tell us, you told me earlier an interesting story of how you actually landed the part, which I thought was interesting.
Well, like you, I read the script
and
realized that there was about 6 million kids or young guys that would be reading for the film.
Right.
And there was so much competition out there, and everyone was so jazzed about the script that, me in particular, that I really wanted to work on it. I really felt I should do something a little extra to make John Milius remember me, you know, make him think, okay, that kid can handle it.
Right.
So in the original script, one of the characters goes into the enemy's headquarters and throws a grenade under the desk of the commander and says, "You lose," and blows everything up. Mm. So after I'd finished the reading I did on video, I thought the director would be there. He wasn't. So I walked around the offices and found his office. And
did you go to his office without permission? Or?
No, he wasn't seeing any actors that day. He was having a meeting, actually. There was about eight people in there. Producer, I came to find out later there were producers and stuff. And I just sort of walked in the middle of his office and said, "John?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "I just want you to know that I'm right for this part, and if you don't agree..." I pulled a grenade out of my pocket and threw it under his desk, said, "You lose," and left.
That must have shocked him a little and got him to thinking, wow,
I think
you know.
Did. I hope
this kid's got guts.
I guess it worked.
Wow, that's an interesting story. Well, Brad, you know, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and like I said on last week's tape, we're going to have some of the callers phone in about a week or so and ask questions directed towards you.
Okay.
And, you know, maybe you can come down, or I hope you'll come down to the studio here and answer them.
Sounds great.
So thanks a lot, Mr. Brad Savage, and
we'll
catch you in a couple weeks.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Anthony, and this is Tim, and we just called to wish you a happy 75th anniversary.
This is the Mystic Gunga, your new caller. First of all, happy anniversary. Happy 75th anniversary. Anyways, what is it? It can't be 75 years. What is it, 75 days or something, or weeks?
Happy 75th tape, Paul. This is Gypsy.
Well, hello, this is Karen Britt for Ben. And I want to wish everyone at the movie line a happy, happy anniversary. Happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
I just wanted to say happy. I had only one time.
Happy anniversary! You think he'd come over and pick me up? Please, you gotta come over and pick me up. But I just want to let you know that I spent my last time doing so happy anniversary.
3 minutes.
We're back with the... Huh? What the heck? Who's there? Get that, will you? Somebody. Will you get...
Hello, mate. Sorry we're late, Paul. Some Looney Tune was chasing us with a broom.
Grover Gunther. Hey, guys, what brings you here?
A very small bus.
No, Gunther. He means...
Wait a minute. I'm Grover, you're Gunther.
Oh, right. Anyway, Grover,
where was I?
You were right here with me.
Right. And we dropped by to wish Paul a happy 75th.
Well, Gunther, he
Thank
doesn't
you.
Look that old.
Huh?
Are you sure?
No, no. It's the 75th movie line tape.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. But why are you celebrating your 75th tape, Paul? Most line runners wait for their 100th.
Well, I mean, just I usually like to do this, you know, every so often just to let people know that, well, you know, we made it this far.
How far? Tape 75, Gunther.
All right.
Excuse me, please, Mr. Paul Mac. There seems to be hamsters running loose in your studio.
Hamsters? Listen, you camel jockey. How'd you like to be wrapped in that sheet and stuffed down the laundry chute?
Gunther, do you want to jeopardize your career?
My career? How could that desert spook hurt my career?
Thank you very much.
Gunther, this is going to be our home on weekends, you know.
Our home?
Right, when the movie line will be airing our exciting adventures every weekend right here on 761-3330.
Grover, what will our producers over at Telephone have to say about that?
Where have you been, Gunther? They already know.
And they approve?
Right. So you'd better show some manners to Mr. Mac and his friend, the Desert Spook.
Right, Grover?
Well, guys, it was nice of you to drop by, considering your busy schedule and all.
Oh, it's been our pleasure, Mr. Mac.
Right. And we hope that your 175th tape is at least as good as we've made this one.
Well, don't worry, guys. I'm sure we'll do just fine.
Hi, Paul.
What's going on? We're right in the middle of a take, you idiot.
I'm sorry. Hey, well, look, I'm trying to find these rats, these...
What? What?
They're, I don't know, they're little like people, rats? But they're more like, huh? Like they're kind of...
Pygmies, kind of?
Well, yeah, like a guinea pig,
a
only
guinea
they're
pig?
Like, they're
huh?
dressed, you know, it's
Well, I don't,
weird.
Haven't
I'm
seen anything like
them.
That around
chasing
here.
Chasing them all over the place. Huh? Wait huh? a minute. What? Well, that's them, right there.
Yes. Gunther, it's that crazy guy that chased us through the studio.
Oh, my God, run, Gunther.
I'm Grover, you're Gunther.
Hey, get back here, you twin gizmos. I'm going to stomp you. I'm going to run you to the ground.
Wait, Dave. Those were the gopher twins. Great. There goes my Gopher Twin syndication deal.
Yeah, Paul, this is Booglefoot from Tarzana. Happy anniversary, but I'm just wondering, are you counting 75 shows or just 75 weeks? Because there weren't shows every week, remember? Think about it.
Wonderful! Hello, Paul and moviegoers of America. This is Mr. Fun from beautiful Chatsworth, California, the home of Shorty Shay's Head. And, Paul, I just want to thank you for bringing us 75 weeks of fine movie line entertainment. Most definitely the best thing to come around since The Kitchen Magician. I am a big fan and proud to say that I've heard all 75 movie line tapes, and Paul, you're finally getting the hang of it. I suspect that 75 tapes from now, you'll have it down pretty good. But seriously, Paul, it's a pleasure working with you, and you do a wonderful job, and I'm looking forward to future movie line nonsense. Aren't you glad you dial? Don't you wish everybody did? This has been Mr. Fun. Thank you, bye.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Paul Mac. Happy birthday to you.
Tasted that one anyway.
Hi, I can't pick up the phone right now. I just had this real panic situation here at home. You see, one of my blankets caught on fire, so I had to quickly smother it with a person.
Brian W. Feedback, if you're home, pick up the phone. We are on live with Mr. Decrepit. Say something, Decrepit.
Decrepo.
Decrepo. You're still rotting away, buddy.
Okay.
It's all those cigarettes.
Brian Feedback never returns his calls.
Well, he's going to pick up the line because we gotta chat with him. Come on, Brian. Now, I need this interview for tonight, or else... Brian? Is that Brian?
It ain't me.
Hello?
Is that you?
It certainly isn't.
Hello?
Brian?
Hello?
Is this Brian?
Hello?
Who the hell's this? Oh, my God. Is that Dennis? That's got to be you.
He's smoking, apparently.
Quick, call an ambulance.
What is he smoking?
What the hell's going
on? Hello?
Brian? Is this Brian W?
Hello?
Oh, Brian. You know, this is really... You know,
I thought you were going to call me, but we had to call you, and we got your stupid recording, and now we're on here, and we wanted to chat.
I'm not home right now.
Huh?
I swear to God. Leave a message at the tone. I'll try to return your call. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, we're not even on an 800.
The answering machine has a cold. Brian, how are you?
Hiya, Paul.
Gee, Brian, you don't sound too good these days. Is it overwork?
Brian. How's it going?
Brian, what are you smoking?
Brian, you know, I just wanted to point something out. I think it's really interesting that you've been running your tape for, it's now your seventh anniversary, isn't it?
And it's seven long and happy years.
And
Paul,
out of those seven long and happy years, 10 to 12 happy long tapes. Boy, you know, you're doing a great job.
I know I'm doing a great job, Paul.
Can you tell us the secret of your success and longevity?
My secret of success and longevity?
Yeah.
Wheat germ.
Don't you have anything to wish us over here?
What are you celebrating?
Let me see what it is this week. We always get, this week
you
is
always
our...
You seem to be celebrating, let's see, it's my 105th tape.
No,
let's have an anniversary.
Just a minute, it's our 75th tape, right?
Happy herpes.
Okay.
Personally, I remember myself, I was downtown somewhere on a dark and lonely street, and I'd bring a tape recorder.
Santa Monica Boulevard?
The people, Santa Monica, you name it, I was there. I'm not proud. I would just walk up to people on the street and beg them to listen to my recordings, and that's where it all began. And before that, it all started in the little 5,000-watt radio station in Fresno, California.
Anyway, this is just oodles of fun, but we gotta go.
Can I give the legal ID before you leave?
Oh, please do.
This is 761-3330 North Hollywood.
I was just going to get off and talk normal and not even do the recording.
Why don't you just get off? I'd take good money to see that, Paul.
Will you shut up? I was speaking about Bernay. He said the only reason...
That colossal, shiny, bald head, what's he up to now?
He said the only way he'll let Dennis come down and do the tape with us is if he quit smoking for 1 week in advance. And he said, but I know he wouldn't do it.
That jolly old crumb dumb. He's always a barrel of laughs.
Okay. Dolly Parton wants to have your baby, Brian.
Twizzle, twazzle, 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 dive to these ones to go home.
Well, folks, this is called nonsense, so we're going to get in with more of it right after this.
All right, I've heard enough. Just let me hang up my phone. I think you should give your callers a break. I'll tell you what, end this show now, and I'll let you make another 25 tapes. Just one thing. You better have some better guests next time and put me first on the list. I mean... Who wants to listen to Brian's feedback when your callers don't even know who he is? He hasn't made a tape since Z started. Anyhow, I'm going to hang up now and assume you will end your tape immediately hereafter.
There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, and tomorrow's just a dream away. Man has a dream, and that's the start. He follows his dream with mind and heart. When it becomes a reality, it's a dream come true for you and me. So there's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, just a dream away.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Bernay,
yes.
Just a minute. I can't believe that this guy's going to let us actually do another 25 tapes. I don't know if the callers could stand it, but I know I've had fun. What the hell's that? Abdullah, get those flies out of here.
Thank you. Jasmine, over here.
Hey, that's believe me, folks, that's not a housefly. That's one of his pets. Do you bring those with you often? What was that?
Camel fly.
There you go.
I don't leave home without them. Ha 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 ha.
They don't
leave. As Big Nose say.
Yes, as Big Bad Breath say too. Have you ever shaved? Do you think that's your original stubble, Abhua?
Shave? What is that?
That's never mind. Anyway, hey, Dave for Burbank, Abhua brought to Wallace, who has been. It's been great having you here, and I want to thank you for sharing it with me on my 75th anniversary special.
You know. Oh, I have something for you.
What's that?
What is it?
You're going to love it.
What, Dave?
Here. What's that? Especially for you.
Huh? Hey, Edu has been. Thank you very much. Please.
A free subscription.
We have got free gift.
Oh,
I want free gift now. Let me see.
Well,
where do I get free gift?
Oh, there's a great big beautiful tomorrow. the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, and tomorrow's just a dream away.
The preceding recording has been brought to you by and for the moviegoers of Southern California for your listening pleasure. The Movie Line is owned and operated by Paul Mack Productions and broadcast from studios located in the North Hollywood area and is in no way a business. You can write to us at Post Office Box 2600, Mount Wilson, California, 91023. And remember, if you see a movie this week, be sure and call this Friday or Saturday and leave your movie review to be played back on our tape the following Sunday through Thursday. Don't forget to call next week for a special announcement tape giving you a complete listing and program schedule for the Big Movie Line changeover and season premiere right here at 761-3330. Good night and have a pleasant tomorrow. This is Theodorcus Forcus speaking.
For you and me, so there's a great big beautiful tomorrow shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, just a dream away.
Jasmine? Jasmine? Oh, there you are, my little insect. The trick I showed you yesterday. Very good. Oh, Paul, Jasmine, she likes you. She is on your arm.
Oh, wait a minute. I'll get her.
No. Oh, Jasmine. I will take you back to country and have you buried. I will take you to the maggot morgue. It's all right, Jasmine. It's all right. Jasmine.